Hello everyone, we're back again.
Woo!
Yay! Welcome again to Mellovision. I knew I was going to say that. Welcome to Mellovision episode, I don't even know.
No.
It's been 2 long weeks of absence from Mellovision.
Yes.
We're finally back.
Yes.
So excited.
Yes, so excited. Kiev calling soon.
Soon.
Yes.
With me as always, Philip.
Hello.
Have you been missing us?
Yes, I have. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Yes.
Have we digested Melodifestivalen yet? Is it
yes.
all over?
It's all over.
It's all over.
Yes.
Nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do. Just looking forward to Eurovision.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's getting closer.
Yeah. 5 weeks to go.
Yes. Very exciting.
5, 6. I don't know.
5 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And finally, all the songs have been released. All new videos, live performances. The artists are traveling across Europe promoting their songs.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any of them, but, you know, we're still up to date.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we can say this is like first episode of us just talking Eurovision shit.
Yes. No more mellow.
No more
it's
mellow.
It's just vision.
Yes.
And that's probably the biggest thing during the year. I mean, like, Melodifestivalen is big, but now when I've come to listen to all the songs, I feel like this is it.
Yeah.
This is the show.
And also, I think the week prior to Eurovision is exciting because you can see rehearsals on YouTube and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see interviews, so it's getting excited. Also, when you hear that first on 9th of May, woo!
Oh god, yes.
Yeah.
And I think also this interests a lot more people than Melodifestivalen as well. I mean, like, maybe not in Sweden, obviously, but like across Europe, people are really talking about
it. The world as well.
The world as well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
What was your like first impression of this year's songs, if we're just going to start with that? When you first listened to all of the 43 songs?
It's a lot of good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of bad.
Yeah.
For me, it's not so many songs that's mediocre.
No.
So either you love it or you hate it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And always a lot of ballads.
Always.
A lot of ballads, both male and female singers.
Yeah.
And you know, I like them up-tempo much more than ballads. But if it's a good ballad, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
For example, one ballad that I really, really love, but going to talk about
In a couple of episodes.
Yeah, in a couple of episodes, yes.
I always feel like when I started listening to this year's songs from Eurovision, I was like, oh, God, this is such a crappy year. But then, after like listening to the songs like maybe 2 or 3 times, I started to get my favorites, and I also started accepting some of the songs more. And I was like, "Well, this is not too bad." And now, some of those songs I really love, and I really rooting for them. And those are my favorite songs. Basically.
Isn't it that like Swedes in general, first impression is not good, but a couple of times.
Yeah, after a while.
You warm up to them.
Yeah. But I think that's the weird part about this, because there are so many people, like Eurovision fans, who listen to these songs for weeks, maybe even months, prior to the actual semifinal. But the majority of the people just hear these songs one time.
Yeah,
and that's during the live show.
True.
So our opinion really is sort of, it's not really accurate.
Yeah, but maybe.
Maybe.
Swedes have good taste, you know?
Yeah, we do.
And also, just a little info. In Sweden, we used to have this pre-show at one of the channels here in Sweden.
Yeah.
No promotions here.
No promotions. We want those jobs.
Pre-Eurovision show where they discussed like the semifinal songs and the big five and the winning country from last year.
Yeah.
And this show they have cut this year.
Mm-hmm.
So all your Swedish listeners, please listen to Mellovision
instead
to get an update.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can find all songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
and Spotify, some of them, maybe.
Yes, almost everyone.
Almost everyone, yes.
I'm missing two of my favorites, actually, from Spotify. So
Russia.
I'm
a bit,
Russia. I'm so sad about that. Oh, God, I want to hear it every day. No, but two other songs. But we will come to those in the second semifinals. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's get to it. I don't know if it's the wine talking, but I'm excited as hell.
Yay!
So,
So this show is about semifinal one.
Yes.
The first nine songs, because in semifinal one we have 18 songs, and we're gonna discuss the first nine.
Yeah. Because listening to us talking about 18 songs,
that
would take forever.
Yeah. Yes, forever.
And we're going to give out some points to each song, 0 to 10, where 10 is amazing, and 0 is, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? And we also put on some categories for the songs that we feel are like reflecting. If you haven't listened to the songs, this sort of describes what the song sounds like.
True.
And for example, our first category is
Scream Queens.
Yes. So what is a Scream Queen song?
A Scream Queen song is a typical it's awfully it's a woman singing a ballad, usually. Screaming a lot.
Can't hear a word.
So, like, if you know, remember the song from Albania from 2012? She screamed. It was
the one with the collar.
Yeah. And the dreads and everything.
Yeah.
So, that's a Scream Queen song. Oh. It's a lot of... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is the queen of Scream Queens. Jesus. Turn the
volume. Maybe she will
down.
Have a... opponent this first nine songs, but that's a Scream Queen. And then we have Jukka.
We have Euro Cray Cray Girl. And that's the type of song that you won't hear anywhere else except in Eurovision. It is typical Eurovision. It's sort of like what they describe in the song Love Love Peace Peace. It's often some sort of national instrument that no one's ever heard of, probably imaginary. And there's often that sort of craziness to it as well, which you cannot find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Weird, and you won't hear this playing on the radio anytime soon.
Correct.
And an example of a Euro Cray Cray song, I would say, I don't know. What is it? We got some coming up for you.
Yeah, we.
We will tell you when you hear one of those.
But it's a lot of Euro Cray Crays.
Yeah, that's why we love Eurovision.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear this shit anywhere else.
Correct.
And the third category is...
Schlager Realness, honey.
Yes, Hansi, yes.
Schlager Realness. So Schlager Realness is...
You have to sort of listen to Melodifestivalen to know what schlager, in our opinion,
is. Yeah, you know, schlager, like, what do you say?
Carola.
Yeah, Carola, schlager.
Yeah.
Charlotte Pirelli, schlager.
Yeah, Hero, that was a schlager song.
Yes.
Take Me to Your Heaven, that was a schlager song.
Correct. Herreys, schlager. Abbas, definitely schlager.
Yeah.
German schlager, Helene Fischer.
Mm-hmm.
Durch die Nacht.
Duktina.
Atle Mås Duktina.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
To be correct.
Yes.
But that's schlager.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a up-tempo song. As long as you have that shifting in the key.
Yeah, true.
At the end, like, oh, there you go.
And a good ending.
A good ending with a powerful pose to go with.
Yeah, correct.
Fabulous.
Yes. And then, Jukka, we have...
We have what we like to call Sam Sheeran. And it's basically a combination...
Explain, please.
Yes.
Explain.
So, you know Sam Smith and you know Ed Sheeran? Yeah, there you go. That's basically what these type of songs sound like. Often performed or always performed by a male artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite mid-tempo or kind of a ballad. And they try to look and feel quite sad and alone. And
it could also be mid-tempo, right?
Yeah, it could. Yeah, definitely.
Guitar,
acoustic sounding, very much so.
Single.
Yeah. Mm. So
good looking.
Yeah, preferably.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That's a Sam Shearer,
mm-hmm.
in our opinion.
Yes.
And the last one of the five.
We have Fake It Till You Make It, as yes. I do every Saturday.
Woo, yes. Make this. So what's that?
That is like... How do you explain that? Is it like a song that you have heard before? Or you try mm. to like...
Sound like someone.
Sound like some yeah. famous artist.
Yeah.
For example, we're going to discuss that later, but you're going to recognize some staging and song feel yeah. of the song.
Yeah. I would say like an example, in a way, it's actually maybe Måns Zelmerlöw with Heroes, because a lot of people said that that sounded like a David Guetta song, right?
Yeah.
And that was probably what it most reminded people of.
Yeah, correct.
So sort of maybe a copycat, basically.
Yeah, copycat. Yeah. True.
So those are the categories, but we will also give points, correct. Of course.
0 to 10.
0 to 10.
Yes.
So, first off...
So we're going to go in order also, yes, how they're going to start in the semifinal.
So number one...
And kicking off the whole Eurovision is...
Wonder Who?
Lasswit!
Ooh, hello Robin, how you doing? I'm fine, yeah. honey girl.
So it's Robin Bengtsson with his song I Can't Go On. So we just discussed the song
in the last
2 weeks ago.
But are we still a fan of it?
Yeah, I'm still a fan of it, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a great start of the show. He will start as in Melodifestivalen.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, he will have the treadmills.
Yes.
He will change some dancers that can sing. And because you're not allowed to have playback.
The chorus or the choir.
Yeah.
But I don't think you will really notice that. Hopefully.
Yeah.
The singing will be as good as it was in...
Correct. Memphis He's Boys. A good singer.
Yeah, so, he is, actually.
It's a great start to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really like this song. I'm still...
I know. I know you do.
I still haven't got tired of this song. I've been listening to Eurovision songs now for probably like 2 weeks in a row, every day at work. And every time this comes on... I'm just there. It's giving me life, honey. It's giving me life.
It does? Okay.
Yes!
I'm not super excited, but I think it's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song. It's a good performance, I think.
Yeah, I think the whole package.
Yes.
He is good looking.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he sings well. It's a good song, and it's a cool performance. That all put together... For me personally.
So, how many points?
I was going to say douze points, but we can't give that. No. So, 10 points. Oh. I give this 10 points.
Honestly. Highest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highest. Yeah, because this is one of my all-time favorites this year.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. Possible winner if you see the betting charts.
Yes. Still, he's up there. Definitely.
Yeah. And I gave him 8 points. Still high, but...
Still high?
No. You know, I'm a little bit tired of the song. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm a little bit tired of the song, but...
So what do you think, like, people watching this for the first time? Will they get it?
Or... Yeah, of course. It's a catchy song.
Yeah, super catchy.
He sings, like, I Can't Go On 1,100 times.
Yeah.
It's very catchy.
Yeah.
It's very catchy. So, and he's good looking, so... All teen girls and moms who are watching the show for the first time.
You know, the gay people out there.
Yeah.
Gay men.
Yeah, but they have already seen and heard the song.
Yes, they have.
Because they're all fans.
They are. Yeah, so, yeah. High points.
Yeah, so a total of 18 points from us.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise. but still not high for me.
You will get your 10 points.
Yeah, I have some 10 points coming. I have some 10 points. Yeah.
So moving on, now we're gonna turn the tempo down quite a bit.
Yeah, for a while.
For a while, yeah. Mm. For a couple of songs actually. Mm-hmm. Song number two. Oh, what
category?
Category is Fake It Till You Make It.
And why is that, Yuka?
Because this is some Justin Timberlake ripoff. Honestly. True. Listen to his latest song.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can't Stop the Feeling.
No, yeah, true.
Very similar. They just sort of like turned the tempo down a bit.
Yeah.
And made the bass a bit heavier. But other than that, it's I think it's a quite frankly, quite rude ripoff of Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah. Fake it till you make it, girl. Yeah,
fake it till you make it.
He does it well.
Yeah.
So, number two is Georgia.
Georgia with the song Keep the Faith. And what's her name?
Tamara.
Tamara.
Something, something. I can't pronounce it. I know it's long and it's hard.
So we call her Tamara.
Yeah, girl. She's from the hood. Tamara, girl.
Tamara.
What's up? Live from Tbilisi. What's up?
Yeah. So she sings a song about keeping the faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know if this is a political song. If you see the video on YouTube, it's very political, but yes. I don't think she's allowed to have that back screen.
Definitely not.
On.
I think they can keep some of it, but the part when it says Russia invades Georgia, I think that's when the EBU is going to go like, oh, hell no.
And they have like video clips of ISIS.
Yeah, so I know. No. I think that's too much, isn't it? It's way too...
In your face.
Way too in your face.
Political.
And, yeah, and it's sort of writing it on your nose. It's like, yeah, we get it. Keep the faith. The world is going to shit, but you know.
Yeah. But she can sing.
She can.
The staging is very similar to Conchita. Same dress. Yeah.
Same dress. Almost the same piano as well in the beginning, I think.
Very Bond-esque like song.
Very, very much so.
I almost said låt. That song in Swedish, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's not for me. I think for a ballad, it needs to happen something drastic or quite soon. And this comes on quite late.
Yeah, so the ending is quite good because it's... There's some kind of bass coming.
Some kind of bass.
And the ending is nice because...
And a big choir coming on, singing hope, on and on. That's sort of cool. I think if they would have put that like 1 minute earlier or that choir...
The second chorus or something.
Yeah, something like that. But it's too late. I've already lost interest. I'm already off in the kitchen, make myself a new drink. No, thank you. For me, it's 2 points.
For me, it's 4 points.
Mm,
yeah.
Generous.
Yeah,
she can
very
sing,
generous.
Though.
She can sing.
Really good voice.
It's not the worst song of this year, so...
No, we'll come to that soon.
Yes. So 6 points in total, and we call this category Scream Queens, right?
Yeah, she's a Scream Queen.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
She has a really high note.
Yeah.
She cannot... She can't quite make it.
Yeah.
At least in the live performance on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's quite... It's
pitching. It's a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it's more screaming than normal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So,
it's like she screams, keep the faith in your face.
Yes, in your ear.
True.
Till you bleed. So, next up.
Australia with the song Don't Come Easy.
With
Never do.
No, it's always a hard job, honey. With Isaiah.
Yes.
Quite famous. He actually...
Yeah, I think he won X Factor Australia, I know.
Okay.
I've
heard his singles on Swedish radio prior to Eurovision.
Oh, okay.
At least one song. Okay. And I really like that one.
But he has a great voice, I must say.
Yes.
So, Australia don't disappoint. But I have to say... The song from Australia last year, much better.
Yeah, definitely.
Much better. It happened more to the song last year. Mm. This song is quite one note.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's hard to say.
As you said, I think he has an amazing voice. He sounds a lot like Sam Smith. Really, I think it's quite astonishing. Yeah. How much he sounds like Sam Smith. But I like the song. I've gotten a bit tired of it.
Yeah. Though,
because I've listened to it maybe too much.
And I'm so disappointed because you can't see any live clips of this performance.
Yeah.
It's just the video. And I'm...
Yeah, you mentioned he doesn't do any of the promotion tours.
No,
neither London or Amsterdam.
I don't know if he's coming to Amsterdam, but...
Might be coming there, but not Tel Aviv or anything.
No.
So that's a bit... I think that's a bad move from Australia's side.
But I think Dami Im did the promotion tour.
Yeah, I think so.
So I gave Australia 6 points.
Me as well, girl. Yeah. It's better than average, but yeah. it's not
amazing.
Song.
Not amazing. Yeah.
And the category, obviously, Sam Sheeran.
Yeah, obviously.
Because you sound like Sam Smith. Yeah. And don't look so fucking sad, girl. Oh, he looks sad in that video. Like he's going to burst into tears in a minute now. Yeah, Sam Sheeran. So, do we have to do this song?
Yeah.
Song number 4. It's Albania. Lindita, I think she's called.
Yes.
And the song World.
Yes. I don't have... We listened to the songs a little bit earlier today. And this song for me is just pain. Pain.
It's so much
pain. Like screams through the whole song. Yeah.
I can't hear what she's singing.
No, true.
Not a word. I can't even hear the word world in the song.
No, same here.
But I think she says it somewhere in the chorus, but I'm not sure.
And the song is political, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not in your face political, but...
Yeah, it's like, oh, what's happening to the world? Oh, the pollution. Oh, the poverty and Trump. I don't know. But I don't know. It's so... It doesn't happen. Nothing is happening in this song. For me, it doesn't give me anything.
No, true.
So for me, this is a scream queen with 0 points.
Same here, 0 points. So
the first 0 points.
Yeah.
Feel proud, Albania.
So you made me watch the whole song. So that was the first time.
We have to give all the songs the same opportunity to shine. Yeah,
but still.
Obviously she didn't. But
no,
you know, maybe next year Albania.
But the thing is, I liked Albania a couple of years ago, but now it's like ballad after ballad. Albania 2004. Oh, love that song.
What was that?
I cannot sing it, but I will play you that song later. It was good. Mm-hmm. I like that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing is, Albania also have their, like, what you call Melodifestivalen in November, December.
Okay, so
this song had been released for a while, but still, come on, do something better.
I think since so many countries are revamping their songs after they noticed, like, okay, shit, there's a lot of ballads, we need to do something about it. Albania certainly must have thought that, but or maybe obviously not. But I feel like if you have a ballad and there, you know that there's gonna be a lot of ballads, you should probably do something about it, because you have the opportunity to do that until March. So, I mean, why not? But I don't know. 0 points. A really bad screen queen.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of a bad screen queen.
Yes.
With a bad song.
So, bring your earplugs to semifinal one.
Yes.
Song 4.
So, next up, song number 5.
Whoop, whoop!
Is La Belgique, Belgium, Blanche, and with the song City Lights.
Yes.
A big, huge favorite, this one.
Yes.
On the betting sites. Huge one.
Yeah. Top 5.
Top 5. She's up there.
Yeah.
Blanche.
Good for Belgium.
Good for them.
So this is like, I think maybe one of the most modern songs this year.
Yeah. Definitely.
But the thing is, we also looked up. She has written the song herself.
Yeah, she has.
That's very good.
Yeah,
and she's like 17 years old.
Yeah, super
very
young.
But I also have not seen a live clip of her.
No.
So that's going to be interesting. And also, I'm very interested about how this is going to look on stage.
Yeah. They have to do something, because the song is quite flat. Doesn't happen that much in the song,
maybe in the, like, the last minute, but
but still, it's like I the worst case scenario is that she just stands there, like, maybe you remember Anouk in Malmö. She just stood there, nothing happened. And it was a great song, and
she also will stand there.
Yeah, but that song is quite similar to Anouk's song, because that was also a huge favorite among the fans, especially. But she went to the final,
yeah,
but then
I don't know.
She didn't do that well.
No.
And I fear the same for this if they don't do anything spectacular on stage. Like some graphics or some lighting or some amazing staging is needed.
But they will do that.
I hope so.
Yeah. But I like the song. I gave this 9 points.
Ooh, close to a 10. What was missing for that 10 points?
I think I have not seen it live.
Okay, that's the thing. You don't know if she sings that well.
So I don't want to give that 10. And no, then okay. Philip.
What the hell?
She sings.
Bitch can sing for
but
shit.
I like listening to it. It's a good radio song. And I think actually if Sweden, if Belgium goes to the final, we'll get 12 points from Sweden.
Yeah, that's very likely. Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If this song had been in like Swedish Melody Festival, I think it would have won.
Maybe.
Yeah, it would have won.
It would have been my favorite. Not at all. I give this 7 points. I like it. Yeah, I like it. But it's not... Also, I think the same case with as with Australia, I'm getting a bit tired of it. And since it doesn't... It feels kind of flat. I don't feel like there's a part of the song where, okay, now I like it. You know, like in the ending with the bridge or something. There's nothing happening. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. 7 points.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Oh, yeah. It's a really good song.
And what category is this? Is a hard one.
I would say Fake It Till You Make It. For me, it sounded quite a bit like Lorde.
Yeah.
She's got a very similar voice, like that low one note voice, and the same sort of genre as Lorde as well, with this modern sort of pop thing. So I say she fits best in Fake It Till You Make It.
Yeah.
Because she's not screaming, that's for sure.
True. It's not Euro Cray Cray.
No,
and it's not Slager Realness, and it's not Sam Sheeran. So, okay, Fake It Till You Make It with Belgium.
Fake It Till You Make It, girl.
Yeah.
She'd probably do well, though.
Yeah, she would.
Next up. Yes, Hante. Montenegro with Slavko.
Yeah.
And the song Space.
Yes.
The Ponytail.
Yeah.
With a... naked torso, leather pants.
And I cannot stand his straightness.
Straightness?
Yeah, he's so masculine and straight.
Oh, okay. Ironic. Shit, I did not get that.
I put some Alanis Morissette there.
No, I love this song. This is amazing. I love it. I think it's... it's making fun of Eurovision at the same time as it likes...
But he's serious.
He is dead serious. But I feel like it's sort of also a statement as well. Because I feel like... I don't know what the gay situation in Montenegro is. But I don't feel like that they have like... oh yeah, I want to stay here and I can be gay openly on the streets.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Montenegro?
Yes, why not?
I say Montenegro. No. No, I don't think so. It's the Balkan.
Maybe there's some glory holes here and there.
I doubt it. But I'm so surprised that Montenegro is sending this type of artist and this type of song.
Yeah.
That's quite a surprise.
And not Lavne Moja.
Yeah. That was a good song, though. True. But this is a fun song. I like it. And this is my new party starter on the weekends. Put this on.
And then you're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yes. And I hope he will have the ponytail and will be shirtless.
He has to. This is like, the ponytail I feel for him is like the beard for Conchita Wurst.
Yeah.
He needs it. I almost said she needs it, but girl. He needs it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a fun song and it's a good fun song as well. For me, this is straight up 8 points.
I gave it 6 points. I'm not completely sold, but I think it's fun. And I will say it is so Euro Cray Cray.
This is Euro Cray Cray realness.
Honey. You will never hear this somewhere else
no.
but in Eurovision.
No, that's true. Or with that same performer.
Yeah.
It's very.
It's going to be fun. And I think we need that. We need some fun.
Yeah, because if you look at the songs we had prior to this song,
it's very serious song.
Very serious, very slow songs as well. Belgium is sort of mid-tempo, but yeah. I mean, yeah, we need this. Because what's coming next is even more slow.
Yeah. And next is Finland with Norma John and the song Blackbird.
Moi moi.
Moi moi. So...
Neighboring Finland.
So,
what do we have to say about this?
So, what I okay, just a backstory. I know that Finland is like trying to like make, is it called UMK?
Yeah. They're
in Finland. They try to make the show more like Melodifestivalen, more festive, and try put some money into the program. Mm-hmm. But I think the songs are not up there yet.
No.
And what I heard is that if it's like maybe same in the United Kingdom, but that
people are not watching it.
Or? No, people are watching it, but it's not. It's not a popular between like famous artists in Finland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's sort of the same thing in Sweden as well. Like the really, the artists with a lot of credibility are not into participating in the festival. Then.
But
you won't see Robin there anytime soon. Like, but okay. Yeah. But this song is quite serious, though. This is
it's a very serious ballad, slow song.
Yeah.
It's a very similar to a Norway song "Monster Like Me" 2015.
Yeah.
It's a duet, not a duet. It's a girl singing, but I know there's a guy, John.
Yeah.
Who plays the piano.
Yeah. He's quite good looking.
And they have a like a nice piano riff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it just piano in this song? Almost.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She has a good, really good voice.
So, really good voice. And I gave this 5 points. It's a mediocre song. I don't know how this will translate for the viewers, but I think it's like a mediocre song. It's not yay, and it's not
I'm giving this 3 points. I'm sorry, Finland, but
it's better than Albania.
It definitely is. It feels like it has a lot more soul to it than Albania. I feel like she is meaning what she's singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from within.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a really great voice. So, yeah, 3 points, I think, is it's enough for them.
Yeah.
And I would say that this is Fake It Till You Make It.
Adele.
Yeah, I feel like some parts of the songs, it's like, is this an Adele song? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably is. And she sort of sounds like her.
Yeah.
With some of the notes, but yeah. Fake It Till You Make It.
Yeah, but it's good for Finland.
Yeah,
so you never know. Maybe it will fight for like 10th.
Yeah, it might. I mean, like, sometimes these type of songs do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really well.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Who knows? And then we have Azerbaijan with
Skeletons,
and her name is
it's
Dina
Dinaj or something.
Yeah,
it's really hard to pronounce.
And like previous years, the songs is written by Swedish people.
Yeah, this year again.
Yeah,
amazing.
Okay, so this song is good for me. It's a very typical Melodifestivalen song. It could have been qualified for the Melodifestivalen.
Yeah.
It's very Mariette. A darker Mariette, but...
Yeah. She's probably a lesbian as well.
Yeah.
She looks kind of
lesbian. Okay, are we stereotyping now?
Yes, always.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I know for next episode.
Yes. Girl.
But I like this song. When I hear it on Spotify, I was like, oh... This song.
Great.
I still get surprised.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. I can definitely agree with that. Because every time I hear, like, when the chorus starts going, I'm like...
Jump.
I like it. I like it a lot, really. And we know Azerbaijan has put out some pretty good songs in a couple of years.
Thanks to Sweden.
Thanks to us. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I can just say the same this year. It's... It's a really good song.
This is for me like a dark horse in the competition.
Could be, yeah.
It could get like a lot of, you know, eights and tens.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will definitely get points from a lot of different countries. Yeah. And we
just, jury votes, especially, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Because it is quite modern and quite fresh. I don't feel like we've heard this type of song in Eurovision before.
Yeah, in Melodifestivalen we have, but
in Melodifestivalen, yes. But in Eurovision, I don't feel like, oh yeah, I've seen this. No, I haven't. No. I haven't seen this before.
I hope she does it good on stage as well.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, Azerbaijan always puts in a lot of money in this, so hopefully they will have some big screen and, you know, everybody will do some projection shit this year, so.
But I gave this 7 points.
I can just agree, 7 points. Yeah, good for you, Azerbaijan. Yeah,
correct. Maybe we'll go to Baku.
Baku.
We'll and see. So what category is this? This is a hard song to categorize.
Yeah, I would say, because she's definitely not screaming.
Is it slogger? No, it's not slogger awareness.
I would say that it's like fake it till you make it, but I can't really put which type of artist or song it sounds like. Because it's very contemporary.
The thing is, the song could have been sung by anyone.
It could have.
A female artist.
Yeah, it's not really that personal. I don't feel like she's like, oh, this is my song. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm singing for myself. It's like, oh yeah, they just gave you this song, bitch. And you're just singing it. So, but I don't know. I feel like it's fake it till you make it any artist around 2017. Could have been.
Yeah.
Really. So, the last song for this episode, in the semifinal, number one, it's, they're back, they have a couple of years off, Portugal, with, okay, let me guess, Amar Pelos Dios, I think that's Spanish, so I think, since it's Portuguese,
Dois, I don't know,
what is his name? I don't know. Salvaro something something.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I know a lot of you fans out there for Eurovision are like praising this song. You live for this song. I'm not.
Same here.
I'm not.
I don't know what I should say. I'm speechless.
A freaking airplane going off. Over my head, it's like, what is that?
Not on an airplane, it's like a just whoosh,
like an easy breeze.
Like a dust.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's a good, it's like,
okay,
I see, it's
don't
a, it's
name
a
the
pretty,
word good.
No, it's a pretty song. It's pretty. I know with the music, it's sort of like a old, like 50s song or something.
It's from the early Eurovision. It's like 50s, 60s.
Black and white. Yeah. You know, TV. Yeah, definitely. But I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we do not understand the song.
Yeah, because it's in Portuguese. So
okay, we don't understand it. I don't understand why people like this.
Yeah, I don't see that. Yeah.
Okay, maybe we have met one person who liked this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't get a clear answer why he liked this song.
No, me neither. You know, British people, what can I say?
Oh, okay.
Obviously, their taste is not that quite, you know, elegant or delicate as ours. But, no, I don't get it. No. I don't. This is definitely a pee break for me.
Yeah.
I won't
refill your cocktail.
This. And also, I don't know. I just want to bring out his performance. It's awkward to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. He feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I know I feel like he want to portray like he's like this quirky guy, but for me, I'm just awkward.
I'm really
awkward watching this, and it's like,
look away. But I will definitely go refill my cocktail. And then wait for number 11, whom we're going to talk about next week. Because it's a little bit more party.
It is. But, 1 point for me. Because still, it's... I can't really say it, but you know, it's not like
1 point for me. It's not my cup of tea, but they have done something. Ooh. It's not Albania who get 0 points. No, exactly. But
it's different. You can say that it's different, isn't it? Albania is just like a regular old, boring ballad. Yeah. With a bitch who screams for 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. But this is at least different. So 1 point.
Yes.
And category, this is Euro Cray Cray. For me, personally. I don't know. Or is it like Fake It Till You Make It?
Yeah, no. It's Euro Cray Cray. Yeah, it's Euro, you only heard this in Eurovision. It's very... Yeah. I also think this is very Portuguese. I think so.
It might be. I don't know. I've never been to Portugal, so...
No. Me neither. But I think it's very Portuguese.
Yeah. And kudos for being one of only 4 countries singing in their native language, if we ignore Ireland and United Kingdom.
Yeah.
So that's good for them. Mm. I mean, kudos. But, yeah, 1 point. So...
Yeah, that was...
We will give you a summary of all the points in next episode, when we will give you what we believe or what we think should be the top 10 to go to the final from semifinal 1. But really, for now...
Yeah, and also listen to the songs.
Go to YouTube, Spotify.
And also, please comment. We want to have your feedbacks on the songs and...
Yeah, definitely.
If you hate our comments or if you like our comments.
You disagree, agree, think we're stupid, think we're clever, think we're beautiful. I don't know. Just comment. Whatever. I just want some attention over here, girl.
I want some love.
Give me some sugar, honey.
Yeah.
I'm dry. No, but yeah.
Yes.
And we'll be back next Thursday.
Yeah, or Wednesday, whatever.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out.
It's Easter next. So, but we will definitely...
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Wednesday. Or Thursday, because we have half day.
Oh, yeah, we could... Oh, an early wine.
Yes!
Yeah.
A luncheon with Melovision.
Oh, yes. That would be fabulous. Yes. Okay. Let's do the planning off air.
Yeah. But also, I want to talk about this semifinal... little bit quick. It's the hardest semifinal of the two.
You think?
Yeah.
I think semifinal 2 has a lot more personal favorites, at least for me, than semifinal 1.
Who?
In semifinal 2, there's a bunch of good songs in that semifinal. For me, I'm gonna be shitting points all over.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. But we'll see.
We will see. Anything else? They have started building the stage in Kiev.
Oh, that's about time.
And also, there's a big discussion about Russia still.
Oh, yeah.
But we will get that later on. Mm. Anything else? And I got April Fools.
About the United Kingdom.
Yeah, participating in your vision for next year. But
Bitch is better. We need United Kingdom.
Yeah, we need it.
We do. Otherwise, we can just have Scotland. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, are we done?
I think we're done.
Yeah.
For this episode. Yeah. But see you guys or hear you guys next week. And until then, listen to Eurovision and stay fabulous.
Listen to Eurovision?
Yeah.
Listen to Melovision?
Oh, yeah. You can repeat this shit as well. Yeah. But I mean, like, you need to listen to the songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we write the songs for them?
Write the songs.
In our comments, so they can look it up.
Oh yeah, we can send links.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Good
for those lazy bitches.
Yes. Adios, amigos.
Bye bye. See you next Tuesday.